bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the first chapter of Genesis. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. SB 49 was recently signed into law by California's Governor Jerry Brown. Now, I'm not a legal kind of guy, so I don't know all the ramifications which will surface when that law is implemented. I do know the law, which is to be implemented in January, says the schools will, at all grade levels, make a positive presentation regarding the contributions of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders. As I said, I'm not an expert on law, so I can only go by what the experts are saying. For example, Benjamin Lopez of the Traditional Values Coalition reports the Alameda Unified School District and the Oakland Unified School District have already begun discussions about instituting a gender identity discussion. According to Lopez, the school district up there has already printed materials on how they're going to teach young elementary kids that there's more to being just male or female. You can be one or the other. You can be both, or you can be neither. Excuse me? Did I hear that rightly? You can be a boy, or you can be a girl, or you can be both, or you can be neither? If that's so, the Bible is going to have a tough time of it. Passages like the one from above, which is taken from Scripture's creation story, will have to be thrown into the dumpster. As near as I can tell, those words from Genesis 1 don't leave a whole lot of room for a person to be a switch hitter. God doesn't make three genders, male, female, and convertible. Which takes me to the purpose of this devotion. Parents, grandparents, if you have a parochial school in your congregation or close by, please support it. If you don't have one in near proximity, then please be aware of what is happening in our nation's state schools. Scrutinize the materials your children use and provide a balance which is based on God's truth. And to all our daily devotion readers, let us remember to pray for the many, many moral Christian teachers in the public school system who continue to do their best with a curriculum which is increasingly unfriendly to all things holy. They, along with our children, need your support. We pray. Dear Lord, we live in a nation and in a time when many in positions of authority have forgotten and forsaken your path. If it be possible at this late date, please call them to repentance and acknowledge that the nation which follows you is a nation which will enjoy your presence. This I pray in the name of the Savior who took little children up in his arms and blessed them. Amen.